Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, the price of doing nothing got more expensive, while the price of doing something got cheaper. When those two curves cross, you're not looking at a trend story anymore, you're looking at a management decision. Let's get into it. First up, the too expensive to try excuse is officially dead. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Mistral all moved the economics in your favor this month, at the same time. Lower token prices, bigger context windows, higher throughput. That's not one model announcement you can ignore. That's three legitimate objections evaporating in a single 30-day window. Here's what that actually means in plain English. A 1 million token context window isn't a developer toy. It means an agent can ingest an entire contract set, a full customer history, or a meaningful slice of operating data in one shot, without the brittle retrieval gymnastics that used to add cost and complexity. A 50% batch discount means workflows that missed your ROI threshold last quarter may clear it this quarter. Higher throughput limits mean the thing that worked in your pilot with 20 users has a real shot of surviving contact with actual volume. Now, I can already hear the enterprise pitch warming up. Sure, model costs are down, but orchestration, governance, deployment? Still hard. And some of that is true, but some of it is rent-seeking dressed up as sophistication. The vendors who built their moat on AI being too expensive and too complex to touch without a six-figure platform? That moat is narrowing. Not vanishing, narrowing. Important distinction. But narrow enough that mid-market businesses should now be asking a harder question. What exactly are we paying a premium for? Next story. A 74% rollback rate in AI customer communications deployments. A lot of people are using that number to argue agents are overhyped and not ready. That reading is lazy. Look at the actual failure modes. PII disclosure, hallucinations creating brand risk, zero observability when something goes sideways. That's not proof the underlying capability is fake. That's proof somebody sold an executive a just drop in an AI agent story without the governance scaffolding required to make it safe. Agents are extensions of people, not replacements for people. When you ignore that distinction, give the thing broad access, bolt it onto a legacy workflow, skip the ownership, the logging, the guardrails. You didn't ship intelligence, you shipped liability. Cinch noted that customers often experienced the failure before the organization caught it. The customer became the QA team. That's not an AI problem. That's malpractice. I'll be honest about one thing I can't prove yet. I've been looking for the public case study that completes this arc. Company rolls back, redesigns governance, redeploys, publishes before and after metrics. That receipt still doesn't exist. Not from the rollback camp, and not really from the success camp either. That absence is data. We are still in the first half of the story. Moving on. Everyone says they're adopting agentic AI. Almost nobody has actually shipped it, and the gap between those two things is the market map right now. Here are your numbers. Roughly 75% of enterprise leaders say they're adopting agentic AI. Gartner says only 17% have actually deployed agents. Deloitte puts production-ready systems at 11%. 11%. Adoption is cheap to claim. Production is expensive to fake. If a vendor can't tell you how many customers went live, how long it took, what governance was required, and what business metric moved, you're not hearing evidence. You're hearing campaign language. I said back in February the debate between DIY builders, platform buyers, and vertical SaaS adopters would be visible by mid-2026. I was right. The decisive data still isn't here. But I'll go on record again. Somewhere inside Forrester, Gartner, or IDC, there's a table that will answer which approach actually converts from pilot to production. When that gets published, it will be one of the most important enterprise AI strategy documents of the year. Watch for it. Now, here's the story I think people are underselling. NIST dropped draft guidance on AI agent identity and authorization, and SailPoint put out what looks like actual infrastructure, not vaporware, for managing agents as distinct identity principles.
This matters more than another model demo.
If an agent can read your email, query your CRM, write into your ERP, and trigger downstream actions, it needs its own identity, its own permissions, its own audit trail. That 31% PII disclosure rate in the rollback data? Not mysterious. That's what happens when an agent inherits the access profile of the human who asked for it, instead of receiving deliberately scoped permissions of its own. NIST's final publication comes in September. If open frameworks absorb these identity patterns quickly, this becomes shared infrastructure that benefits everyone. If they don't, agent identity becomes another expensive compliance budget line owned by incumbents. That's the race. Last story, Microsoft's lazy graph rag. I set myself a deadline at the start of the month. By end of July, either independent replication of their cost claims would appear, or the absence would become the story. The deadline passed. No receipt. The headline numbers, 0.1% of full GraphRag indexing cost, 700 times lower query cost, remain first-party claims supported by first-party benchmarks. Nobody without a stake in the result has run it publicly. I'm not saying Microsoft is wrong. I'm saying the number hasn't graduated from claim to truth. And the pattern is bigger than Microsoft. Vendor publishes dramatic cost number. Media repeats it as fact. Independent replication never happens because it's expensive, boring, and badly incentivized. Then operators make architectural decisions as if the benchmark is already settled. It isn't. Treat it as promising, but unverified. Here's your takeaway for the week. The most important operating skill in AI right now is not technical fluency. It's not prompt engineering. It's judgment. When a vendor says 700 times cheaper, ask who ran the test. When an executive says they've deployed agents, ask what deployed actually means. When a platform promises safe autonomy, ask how identity, ownership, and least privilege work in practice. Skepticism isn't anti-growth. It's how you avoid buying someone else's benchmark instead of your own result. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.